Welcome, listeners, to the stories of my life, based on my doings on Salenzo's runnings. Our humanity is all what life is about. We're all humans. You're important, your life is important, they're just subjective nonsense. Are you alive? Are you well? Because health is wealth. Welcome once again to my podcast. And, you see, what's on my mind today? Columbia State University students and their encampment that has been, you know, forcefully trashed, you know, been displaced. Then the flotilla going to Gaza that has been stopped. Those two things. Now, every action of theirs turns out to be confessions of their intent. But more than that, really, what gives me joy, you know, more than anything, despite all the sadness that they have, you know, the happenings of the past 6+ months have been, is the amount of, you know, work and determination that our humanity is showing for the first time in the history of our humanity. It's not mankind, it's just humanity. God, it's not a man or woman, man. Everybody is standing firm, understanding that it's just all about our humanity. Really, you can't eat more than what your tummy can take. You cannot sleep on two beds at the same time. You cannot drive 10 cars, you cannot drive 2 cars. Every car you enter is still has a risk factor involved. What is all this self-glorification, self-grandizing oneself to be more than as God, really? The Zionists simply see themselves as God, the God of money. But what use is money when the human beings want anything? We all got money. That's actually the very annoying thing. There is no how some of us can be richer than the rest of us. Because you're not the one feeding us, and we've been feeding ourselves for years. Look, this one of the fallouts of this, by the time we finally get to where we're going, because governments are going to be changed, ideologies are going to change, ways of life. Our existence is all about, is what it's all about, not some thinkings or some supposed leaders. I keep saying it, and I will say it here and now. Laws develop from grounds up, not an imposition, because that's a subjugation. The law says by our agreement, not by your agreement. Our agreement. The country belongs to the people. That is why in any country that the people say they want something, you are already flowing against nature when you are fighting it. And, you know, what pushed me to really, you know, doing this particular podcast is the grace everything is... it's been about. And the grace and glory of it is just the peace it has been done. I mean, they have done all they have done peacefully. Nobody can take it from them. Now, I know universities in my own country, in Africa, I'm not hearing, maybe they are. You understand? But, you know, the encampments are becoming more. While in Columbia State, the police dispersed them. When I hearing that it was led by... a Mossad agent. It's a Mossad agent now. How can someone working in the college that reports to Israel be the one to lead the police? A Mossad agent. But it's not about that sadness. It's about the joy, because some of these encampments, you understand, they've caused negotiations, discussions, divestment discussions with, you know, the school authorities, and they are making way. You know, while some are still headstrong, the Texas governor is anything Israel is, you know, he has plugged the Texans into Israel as minions, you understand? I hear they want to carry guns, I don't even know. But for the Columbia State students, though, I mean, Salenzo, Omo, soldier, police, everybody there on a convoy, Omo, the upper court suits me, we want to give them. Now, upper court, you actually give the police the upper court. You know why? Because a gunshot went off. And the peaceful protesters were like, how? How did that happen? The police started apologizing that they were not at risk. You see? So there will never be a time, there will never be a way, there will never be a formation or an idea that the Palestinian protesters were nothing but peaceful. You can never say it otherwise. They were nothing but peaceful. We have seen the visuals of Zionist supporters stoning them, beating them. We've seen it. We saw it like this. They didn't lift a finger. And, you know, just like every other thing, whatever is coming when it comes, everybody go know, see everybody try. And, you know, we the hotheads for Nigeria here, I love our being hothead though, because make our own police not reasonable with our own students. Now, God, I take beg them. But I also know, see, our police no go enter campus. Even if Oga tell them, they go let us know, say, because those ones, they like life. About Africa, we did, Jerry. Now, God, they give life, no be president or your Oga. If he tell you anything, tell him. You see, I just want to use this to reiterate to we, my African compatriots, that despite what is unfolding abroad, you understand, it is glorious to behold, you know, the peaceful way that they have been doing it, especially against the savages the Zionists have become. You see, I remember that time I used to say, we Africans are savages. So I can see the savage they are trying to be, but them not understanding savagery. We are very savage. If it's music, we attack anything, we attack savagely, as savages. But they are looking at wickedness as savages. Or Danny Warner. You see, they are just killing women. Who takes joy in that nonsense? If Nigeria say one show, one place, you go wonder. The call, if you look around, I go TV, they collect, Indomie, they collect, anybody will do anyhow, they collect. Almost savages, lawa. Attachment, they collect. Look, when you want to say you want to bring something as development, we are ready for you. But once you start to think you are too important, I know be say, now when you come, now we start to groove. I'm not by side, but anyway, you'll push you one side. Because if you look at us, we are not them, please. I am telling our own leaders to understand us. No Congo, they cause calamity, pass all these ones they don't recall. Because when I did school, among police don't enter like that. We now like how many thousand? How many days they be? Because you cannot guarantee anything now. Even in any, that's how it happens now. You know, Nigeria is where we are still trying to calm ourselves down, not to do extrajudicial jungle justice. That's what we are known for now, jungle justice. Jungle justice, that we are trying to give ourselves sense not to be doing again. Please, because I don't know whether my daddy has come back now. He has sat down with them in Saudi Arabia. I don't know what concerned the lions will be with all those cockroaches. Oh, I don't know. Now, lizard, they chop cockroach. I know. So, I don't know. Because here now, NNPC no get idea how we want to get fuel. Refinery day, everything day, but you know, now them. Now IMF and World Bank, they run Nigeria now. But in all this, the freedom for flotilla itself has been stopped. They don't even allow them sail, you know. But you see, removing Columbia State from their encampment forcefully, we've seen the videos as evidence. Then the flotilla that did not move. You see, crime is based on action, not thought. Most of these people will be in jail. You understand, 2025. I say 2025 because American election is in November. That's why I think it's that far. I'm thinking that far, if not that, really. With this ICJ ruling, I don't really know what happened to all these Ayatollah and all these people. Enter the place, go carry the idiots. I was watching one time that Hezbollah was actually bombarding, and that the Iron Dome was down. Whether that was a lie or not, I mean, let them still try the matter. You understand? I understand the matter that they are discussing ceasefire. But me, I've never really been a ceasefire person. From the river to the sea, 1967 lines. So I don't really know why all this Hezbollah and all these people are. Before those ones, let's make sure we reach Tel Aviv. Because all these ones are not there. Understand? But God give us sense, because I'm used to be part. But I also want to use all this to really, you know, Nigerian students, mans, and all the other, and I know myself now. Now, please, briefly. We can see clearly for what is happening abroad. from all the encampments, what they are fighting, what the students in America and, you know, the rest of the global north, you understand, are fighting for is divestment from Israel. Now, you have to have an investment to divest now. So, if we take that on the one hand, you understand, you will find out that the universities actually have investments as sustenance for their funding, right? Good. That on the one hand. Then, if you now look at Europe, this particular time, it's not just Europe, really. If you look at the UK and Canada, all of them are still Zionist connect, you understand? All of them are subs of Zionist plutocrats. So, but in trying to, you know, they are trying to fight the reality of it. That's why you find out that we, the affluent, that come to patronize their poverty in coming to their school and all that, they were not like, no, they didn't want us again. They are chasing immigrants from UK to Rwanda and all these. They are nonsense, you know, ideologies of importance. But what is coming as a consequence of that is the fact that the universities are having to shut down courses and announce it as loud as any, at the top of their voices, that without the affluence of these foreign students, you understand, broke is also. So there is no funding. Good. Now, what this now tells us, well, let's come back home, is it is the foreign students, you understand, for funding and their investment. But you see what ASU, you understand, the cult of lecturers, it is a cult of lecturers, it is not anything. One of the reasons why it's a cult for me is the fact that their proposed ASU chairman has been there longer than Buhari. I don't think there's any law that allows that in Nigeria, whereby you head a union longer than the president of a country, because Buhari has left, Tinubu has done 1 year now, he's still there now. Do you understand? And I believe he's an agent. All you have to do to get that puppetry out is just look at his data. He is corresponding maybe with Israel or any one of them. That is the truth. Because the redundancy of the need funding is what I've never really understood. Now, the senior puppet that my daddy is, you understand, has come and created loan that to go to the university. After ASU has claimed that it takes $5 billion to train one doctor. These are in the news. Nobody say I didn't make them up, I swear. That was in Premium Times. There was a lecturer that said it takes $5 billion to train one doctor. So I look and say if they train 100 like that, 5 times 100, that's $500 billion. MRO, if you not do the right thing, and I go pay through na noses. But after having done that loan matter, I saw that University of Ife is asking for 400 and something thousand and the students are still not agreeing. Because why you go say make I go collect 20 million? They go school, you know, give me job. They've seen all that failure abroad. But what I'm saying is, if it is that they are doing, that means it's not government that just plugs into it now that they should be paying. Now, this funding that is not attached to anything, it is just funding. This idea that the money, the internally generated money from all the transactions of a village more than 50,000. You see, in Nigeria, at least in Ogun State, if a community is up to 20,000, they will have an number. So universities, by just that population alone, has a value now. Based on interactions that is generating money on a daily basis. When I was in Unilag, when Omotola started it, you understand? We have Unilag bread. It's making profit now. There are lots of other ventures they have that is making profit. When Omotola was there, yeah, that was when they had money to pay trees, yo. Unilag Consult became a professional consult, you understand? That was consulting on big projects and they were getting paid. Do you understand? This ASU, and one of the things Omotola did then, he removed Unilag from the nonsense ASU. Do you understand? But we must now ask, do you understand? These ASU members are our employees, that their employment letter says they are to serve us. But they will now swear allegiance, you understand, to the secret cult called ASU. They will now decide that anything that happens, they won't go to class and they must collect their money. And after that, they need funding. And that funding is not for anything. I do not know anything the Nigerian universities have actually developed. I just say I do not know. I've seen what the polytechnics have developed. But I will go further by saying that, you see, we are gifted differently. Those that invent are gifted that gift by God. You know? It's not by you going to school now. Nah. Even how they built the plane. The stories are bound for us to know how it works. Not this one that they have turned it into a trade union to just to be harvesting free money. If you look at Supreme Court that they say is autonomous, they always say the CJN is corrupt, but they are never investigating the CJN. I don't understand. They always say the CJN is corrupt, but they are never investigating the CJN. I just want all of us to really use what is happening to still better ourselves. I will really love for, you know, Nigerian students to be a part of what the world is fighting for. But I am not in school. I'm not going through what people are going through. Whatever it is you decide, however you can be a part of it, I'll advise. But still discuss your own. That when will you people will be free from the bondage of ASUU? Because all I just feel is a right of every Nigerian is that first degree must be at a subsidized price. Ah, we've earned it now. How much me take go school? How can they talk say make this one's come they take go school? How much Tinubu take go school for Nigeria? We own the school, we pay the lecturers. We own the school, we pay the lecturer. They will not say they need funding. Funding for what? There is no person can do more than the person's work. Now that's the problem. You go say now you na doctor now, heaven will be your money. Meanwhile, if you don't be that one, are you going to still repair the motor? Now you go repair the toilet, even for the hospital where you did. If we don't give ourselves value. You just, that's the problem now. They say they don't do something. That now, that one, they say now 5 billion. You get the day where they say now 3 days you work as one. Eh? That you will now say you are training someone, you are now collecting 5 billion. How? How? By the time you now see some of this nonsense that they are teaching, by the time people go to alternative medicine, they will still solve it. So what's now all these ones? Look, not be me wise pass. But I expect that this, you guys in the university should discuss, you know, brilliantly on these issues. And, you know, let's chart a very robust, very traditional solution. Let's chart it. Let's find it. You are an integral part of it. Now, na bring the sharp, rap, pass all this, our whole way we don't come out. Sis, put this fucking thing to work. Nonsense. Please help me share. Why you people just brilliant and all these things will just be happening? You will just not talk to it. Can't do like enjoyment. This one dance. This one do this one. When I even face this thing now. So we all tell you now, say go house. One person go there 1 year for 4 years. Do this thing so they tire out now too. Even the parents now, even they make me laugh. Man, never come out to work, go streets, go. They go just those ones. Now just you, they work for Ministry of Finance. You, they work for Ministry of Works. You, they work for Ministry of... The one where they work for education, for tertiary education. Go, your talk say no, go work. And you must go work so that you go fit pay your own salary. Meanwhile, your own picking now, eh? You understand that kind of thing? You go say no, go work. Your own picking no, go fit develop. Now you go come, they suffocate on top of the matter. You go say no concern. Okay. Yeah, man. Thank you very much for listening, guys. Let me share. Now, not even... To the greatest... Columbia State University students, all the students doing encampment. I'm still begging African students to join, you know. Let's all just know it's about humanity, though. God is above us. God's God, God passes over us. And only God be God, though. Thank God for God.